Hey, thanks for joining us. This is Lady V, along with SD. We are She Talks Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. Today's topic, finding peace in uncertain times. For those of you joining us for the first time, I am SD, and Lady V and I are so glad you decided to check out our podcast.
Yes, yes.
So hang out with us because you did not come across us by chance.
That's right.
You know, I am sure you will hear something that speaks directly to you or someone you know. So don't forget to share our uplifting content with your family and friends. Mm-hmm. And also hit that subscribe button and follow us on social media at We Are She Talks. Now to our regular listeners, we appreciate your support
so much. Absolutely.
Head on over to our website, spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com. Take our short survey, and if our content has blessed you in any way, reach out and let us know.
That's right.
Again, we appreciate your support.
All right. So today, you know, when you think about when you turn on your television, you know, you're hearing someone that is saying, we are in uncertain times.
Right.
And with all this going on in the world, you know, it really does describe the times we are living in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we are talking about finding peace in uncertain times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me, you know, life seemed so simple back in the 1970s growing up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But however, times have changed and dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what do you do when times are uncertain and mm-hmm. and the norm or normal is no longer the picture being played in front of your eyes? You know, we see people dying all around the world and
mm-hmm.
families grieving from their losses. You know, the numbers are greater than what we could have ever imagined. You
mm-hmm.
know, this seems like something really out of a movie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then there, you know, there's the other side where there are people that are coming out of the hospitals healed of, you know, the coronavirus and, you know, are doing well back
mm-hmm.
with families. And, you know, and that's the upside of it. Now, but just the other day, you know, this is a downside. I read about a doctor who she committed suicide. You know,
mm-hmm.
she, of course, you know, she was grieved, obviously,
mm-hmm.
no doubt, to the numbers of people that, you know, she saw lose their lives, you know. And, I can't even imagine, you know, her thoughts,
mm-mm.
you know, because I'm sure, you know, when she became a doctor, her focal point must have been that she wanted to help people that were sick to become well.
Right.
But what happens when you've done all you can and it still didn't turn out the way you hoped?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's disappointing. And, you know, in some cases, you know, it does push people into deep depression,
right.
you know, because it's out of your control. And when it's out of your control, a lot of times you do tend to worry the most because
right.
you feel, you know, helpless. What more can I do? You know, when you've done all you can, that's
mm-hmm.
all you can do is what you can. So, you know, my prayers go out to her family. So, you know, how do you turn your thoughts away from the bad and focus on what's good in life?
Right.
You know, so how do we find peace in uncertain times?
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about it.
But first, we're going to take a quick break for a public service announcement. Back in a moment.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your face, including mouth, nose, and eyes. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor. Stay at home and away from other sick people except for medical care. Symptoms of this respiratory disease may include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you are experiencing these symptoms and have come into contact or are in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult with a physician. Information about children with this disease is limited, but they are known to have had mild symptoms. Many organizations are responding accordingly depending upon their area. And for more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Okay, we're back. So let's talk about how to find peace, you know, in uncertain times. Now, when we look to the Word of God, you know, I like to use the Passion Translation. You know, you can read whatever translation you would like, whether it's King James, New King James, New Living. You know, so many out there, but I like mm-hmm. to read one. You know, the ones that I feel like are understandable mm-hmm. To relay Amplified. The point. Yeah, Amplified to relay the point across. Because when you read a easier version, you can get more understanding. You right. know? So that's why you know I chose to you know pick the Passion Translation, and I looked at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, where it says, "Trust in the Lord completely and do not rely on your own opinions. Mm-hmm. With your heart, rely on Him to guide you, and He will lead you in every decision you make." Mm-hmm. You know, and you may ask, why trust in the Lord? You know, and I to even focus on that scripture about relying on Him. And He will guide you. He mm-hmm. will lead you. You know, when you've done all you can, and you can't do no more, you know, God is the ultimate, provider. God is the ultimate healer. God is the ultimate, answer to your prayers. Mm-hmm. He's the answer to what's next, to the uncertain times. Mm-hmm. So when you put your heart in your heart and relying on Him, when you're trusting Him to guide you, you are getting direction from the one who created this earth, the one who created your body, the right. one who knows your life from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you may ask, why trust in the Lord? You know, here's one of many good reasons to trust Jesus. Psalm 28, verse 7 through 9, the Passion Translation says, "You are my strength and my shield from every danger. Mm-hmm. When I fully trust in you, help is on the way. Mm-hmm. I jump for joy mm-hmm. and burst forth with elastic, passionate praise. I will sing songs of what you mean to me."
Mm-hmm. But some people may think in terms of, how do I know that's true? Mm-hmm. Well, for one thing, if you don't believe mm-hmm. that for yourself, it's not going to be true to mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. If you don't believe that God will do that for you, mm-hmm. you know, that means, first off, that you ain't ask Him to help you.
That's right.
So the first thing you need to do is ask God mm-hmm. to reveal those things to you.
That's right.
He will if you ask Him.
That's right. And that's why for us as believers, it's so important to have Jesus as the center of our lives. Mm-hmm. Because we know, just like this verse 7 says, He is our strength.
Yeah.
He is our shield from every danger. When we trust in Him, we know, oh, He gonna help us.
Yeah, you
know?
Yeah.
But that's because we have faith in Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, and because we have faith in Him, He's never failed us. He's remained mm-hmm. faithful. And so therefore, when we need strength, He is that strength. When yes. we need to be shielded from a danger, all we have to do is ask, He is that mm-hmm. shield from danger. And then verse 8 says, "You will be the inner strength of all your people,
right.
the mighty protector of all, the saving strength for all your anointed ones." And then verse 9 says, "Keep protecting and cherishing your chosen ones. In you, they will never fall. Like a shepherd going before us, mm-hmm. keep leading us forward, forever carrying us in your arms." You know, and I like this translation because it does refer to Jesus as being like a shepherd going mm-hmm. before us. And we know Jesus as the good shepherd. And as the good shepherd, you know, the job of, let's say a shepherd, let's look at the shepherd here on, you know, and on earth as, you know, shepherding animals. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm not relating us to animals, but I'm trying to give you a picture here. The job of a shepherd is to guide, to mm-hmm. direct, to feed, and mm-hmm. to protect. Mm-hmm. As a shepherd, you are taking care of those that are put in your care. Mm-hmm. And they are not able, you are taking care of them because they're not able to take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and I'm not saying that we can't go and do certain things on our own, like picking up groceries or something like that. But I'm saying there are things that we can't do mm-hmm. for ourselves that only God can do. Mm-hmm. And like the job of the shepherd, the good shepherd who is Jesus, He takes care of His sheep. And that's mm-hmm. why when you're in the body of Christ, you are in His care, mm-hmm. you know, and that's why it's so important when you have faith in Jesus, when you believe in Jesus, you know, to know the word of God, to know what is promised to you. So you can remind God and say, "God, you said in your
word that mm-hmm. you protect us. You send your word, you will be our strength, our saving strength. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes you need that saving strength because you might feel so weak that you don't feel like you can make it. Like the doctor that committed suicide. You know, if she had or knew of this saving strength that Jesus has, she could have pulled on that, mm-hmm. you know. And I'm not saying that people that are Christians don't die or don't get weak and then kill themselves. There have been some.
That's right.
But the thing of it is, when you know the word, when you stay in the word of God, those promises come up when you're at the bottom, when you're at mm-hmm. rock bottom. The Holy Spirit will remind you of those promises in the word because you've been reading it. You've been reading mm-hmm. it. It's been getting on the inside, on your heart. And it's just like a child. When a child is born and they instinctively know who they're, who's caring for them is a parental figure. Mm-hmm. That child looks to that parental figure for their protection, for mm-hmm. to feed them, to clothe them, to take care of them, to dress them, doing all the things they cannot do for themselves.
Right.
So it's the same thing with when you believe in Jesus and you are a child of God, you're adopted into the family of God because you have faith in Jesus and received him. You now become a chosen one. You mm-hmm. now become one that is in his flock, in his fold, that he is shepherding, he is caring for, he is directing, he is feeding, and his word is our nutrition for our spirit. Because when times get rough, when we get low, we get down to our lowest, that word is what comes back up in our spirit and sustains us and also brings life to that situation, because we're reminded that we have promises from God and God is faithful to fulfill them.
And God is such a gentleman mm-hmm. that he will only shepherd those who allow him to.
Exactly. That's a great point. That's a great point.
If you don't want God to do anything for you mm-hmm. in your life, or if you are mm-hmm. someone who don't believe in God, he's not going to step over your will.
Yeah, yeah. He won't.
If
he won't
you don't, he's not going to invade you. Mm-hmm. He's not going to push himself up on you. Mm-hmm. He mm-hmm. wants you to accept Jesus and come unto him freely. Mm-hmm. And then those who are in his flock mm-hmm. have given him permission mm-hmm. to step into their lives.
That's right.
And to work things out mm-hmm. when they trust him. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes we feel down and we're mm-hmm. like, what's going mm-hmm. on? Why aren't things working like
that's
we
right.
want
we go
them to?
Stuff too.
But when we are reminded, mm-hmm. trust him, mm-hmm. put it in his hand. He said mm-hmm. his yoke is easy and mm-hmm. his burden is light. Mm-hmm. So when you're in his flock and mm-hmm. you cast all those burdens over to him and you put them in his hands, mm-hmm. he'll work them out for mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. But if you don't choose mm-hmm. to do so, mm-hmm. he's not going to step in unless you ask him to.
And that reminds me also of, you know, I was recently studying in 2 Chronicles, and all the kings, the different kings, whether the king of Israel, king of Judah, I'm just going to focus on the kings of Judah specifically. You know, when they followed the leading of God, mm-hmm. they came out victorious. They prospered in everything, mm-hmm. and people and other kings saw it and recognized it. Mm-hmm. But when they did not follow God, when they did not ask for his help, when they did not follow his leading or his instruction, they always met a destructive, either a death or a family met mm-hmm. death, or it was destruction that came upon them, some kind of bondage, something that halted any prosperity, mm-hmm. any living, you know, that lives were even at stake. Because people, mm-hmm. a lot of them died, you know, because if he said, don't go into battle with such and such, and they went, they died. You yes. know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, so it mattered that they not only welcomed his instruction, mm-hmm. God's instruction, but they followed it.
Yes.
You know? So that made a difference. So let's look at Jesus the Good Shepherd. In Psalm 23, I think it really unfolds, you know, him being the good shepherd. Mm-hmm. And it says, the Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. I always have more than enough. Mm. He offers a resting place for me in his luxurious love. His tracks take me to an oasis of peace, mm. the quiet brook of bliss. That's where he restores and revives my life. He opens before me pathways to God, mm-hmm. God's pleasure, and leads me along in his footsteps of righteousness so that I can bring honor to his name. Mm-hmm. Lord, even when your path takes me through the valley of deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me, right. for you already have. Mm-hmm. You remain close to me and lead me through it all the way. Your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I'll never be lonely, for you are near. Mm-hmm. You become my delicious feast, even when my enemies dare to fight. You anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of you until my heart overflows. So why would I fear the future? For your goodness and love pursue me all the days of my life. Then afterward, when my life is through, I'll return to your glorious presence to be forever with you. So, you know, I'm looking
that's good.
And that's the word, and it feeds your spirit, mm-hmm. and it nourishes you in those times when you feel starved from, you know, starved from knowing, because the unknown can starve you of your peace, mm-hmm. because you are not sure of what's next. You're not sure about your future. Mm-hmm. But the good thing about the word of God, I like in this translation how it talks about him being your best friend. Mm-hmm. When you think about your best friend, that's someone that is closest to you. They know everything. They know your woes. They know your happy times. They know what things that disturb you, bother you. They know where you need help because you would confide in them, mm-hmm. about certain things you may not confide in other people about. Mm-hmm. And then you think about his word, it says he's the resting place for us in his luxurious love. That means that love is no ordinary love. Mm. Okay, it's the kind of love, it's like, you think about, you compare cars. If, you know, people have put down like Toyota Corollas or Neons or different cars like that. You know, what's the other car they put down all the time?
Panto.
That's back in the day. Some people might not know what that is.
A Geo Metro.
They'll put down, mm-hmm. smaller cars. And, you know, and but then, you know, the luxurious cars like, what is the Rolls Royce, mm-hmm. and what's the Tesla, uh-huh. or whatever. That, you know,
they put, the Bugatti.
Yeah, the Bugatti. They put
the
them
Maybach.
They put them of a higher status. Mm-hmm. Because they don't compare, you know, the different types of styles, mm-hmm. of models of cars, they do not compare. So we think about love, we think about regular love is what, you know, you can get from human beings, mm-hmm. you know, and although Jesus is human and fully human and fully God, because he's God's son, he has a luxurious love that goes beyond, mm-hmm. the normal love or, mm-hmm. the average, I'd say, love. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I think about how the word says he restores, he revives. Does that mean you're going to have a place where you feel like you are beat up, you know, and you, mm-hmm. need that restoration and you need that revival in your life because if you're down, if you're depressed, because you're shut in and you can't go to work or, you know, you wonder where the funds is coming from and all, mm-hmm. of these things are people that's planning funerals and all this stuff, you know, and you need a reviving because you may feel drained and just pulled and stretched to the limits and you just, you know, you're at the, like I said, rock bottom. You feel like, mm-hmm. rock bottom because of the uncertainties of life. Here the word promises that if you have faith in Jesus, he will restore and revive your life, you know, and it says if you remain close to him. Remaining close to him means if you're staying in his word, you're staying close to Jesus. If you're, mm-hmm. talking to the Lord, you're praying, talking to God, mm-hmm. you are staying close to him because you are looking to him like that child is looking to the father or the mother to feed them, mm-hmm. to clothe them, to care, mm-hmm. for them. So therefore, remaining close to Jesus, you are in that position to be shepherded by him, to, mm-hmm. be cared for by him, to be picked up when you fall, you know, or you know, when you're going through, to be picked up. You know, he is there if you remain close to him. You know, it means you're letting him in. Like you said, you know, SD, about being, God is a gentleman when you, he will not overturn, you know, your will. Mm-hmm. If you want him close, he's going to be close. If you, yes. don't want him close, he's not going to, he's going to, mm-hmm. leave you alone. He's going to do whatever. If you will him to be close, he's going to be close. If you don't, he's going to respect that.
That's right.
And that's what such an honorable God that, you know, we serve. And I'm so grateful for him. Mm-hmm. You know, and I like how the word says, your authority, speaking of Jesus' authority, is our strength, mm-hmm. and our peace and our comfort, you know. You know, it's all of that because we are not trusting in ourselves to know what's next, to do,
right.
know what to do. We're, mm-hmm. trusting fully in the Lord Jesus. We're trusting in God making a change in the situation for us or leading us on how to make the situation better or how, mm-hmm. to get through a situation in some cases or how to deal with horrible situations, you know, the strength to get through a loss of a loved one or the loss of a job, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? It's or loss, you know, it's any type of loss or brokenness. You know, Jesus is that strength, that peace to get you through it, to comfort you.
Right.
you know, peace is in Jesus. So when you're in Christ, no thoughts can steal your peace unless you allow them.
That's right.
Because I go back to Philippians 4 and 8, it says, and this is the NLT version, it says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." Mm-hmm. So, you know, when I'm looking at the thoughts on what is true, honorable and right and pure and lovely, all of that to me describes Jesus.
That's right.
Keeping your thoughts on him and admirable, that describes Jesus. When it says things, then think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise, I think, you know, of things, what's going good in your life, you can just give God praise.
That's
for.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, what? Think about all the things that are good, that are going right in your life, and thank God for that. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're, you know, think about your family. If your family is here, still here, you know, thank God for that. If some of them have went away have passed on from this life, you know, thank God for the ones that are still alive, and thank God for the time you had with right. that loved one. You were able to have precious time with them. That's not something that can fade away or somebody can take from you, mm-hmm. because that was precious time in life that they were a part of your life.
That's
it,
right.
It does not mean because they leave from this earth that they are no longer a part of your life. They will forever be in your memory.
Right.
So they will forever be in your heart. So therefore, they're still with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and if that's not enough, think about the breath of life that is still within you. You're still breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you've lost your job, you're still breathing. God can give you another job.
That's
talk
right.
to him. Talk to God. If you don't know Jesus, get to know Jesus first and foremost, and learn that with Jesus, he's that bridge to God. He's the only bridge to God.
That's right.
He's the only bridge
Come
to
on
God.
With it.
And God is the one you want to be able to call Abba Father, because as a child looking to their father, the gracious and loving kind of father I'm talking about, the mm-hmm. one that is faithful, you can go to your father for anything.
That's right.
And he got you. He
that's
got
right.
you. So that's who our God is, you know, and that's why we serve Jesus. We love Jesus, mm-hmm. and we have received Jesus because he is our breath of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is our life. The word is living and active. Therefore, the more word we get in us, the more life we got breathed on the inside of us, and it changes things. It changes the very cells in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
I go back to this. I was reading this book that was about John G. Lake. You know, mm-hmm. look him up.
mm-hmm.
And a lot of miracles that came forth from his ministry, healing miracles through the power of God. And a study was done on him when he was by some doctors he was dealing with certain condition, and they were monitoring his brain waves and different things about his body as he read the word of God. And it was noticing that it was changing. His cells were responding to him reading the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he would just read a regular book, you know, nothing was happening, you know,
mm-hmm.
nothing was happening, because the word of God is living and it's active, and it is truly life to every human being, you know?
Right.
So that's why it's so important. And that's why we keep wanting to share Jesus, you know, not to push anybody in. It's your free will, whether you want to believe
that's
in him
right.
or not. But we just want you to know the benefits of having a savior that's your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
The benefits of having a God that cares about what matters to you,
right.
and he does something about it. He doesn't just sit back and say, "You're on your own." No,
mm-hmm.
he has given us authority on this earth in Jesus, but he's also given us the ability through Jesus to talk to him.
Right.
And for him to respond to us, to respond to our cares, to our needs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, be thankful for having the breath of life in your body, because
mm-hmm.
things can change in an instant. Things can change in even just a moment of hearing the right words
mm-hmm.
spoken into your spirit, into your hearing, that can literally change your life.
That's right.
And, you know, and so thank God for that.
Yes.
And, you know, be thankful for what you do have. You know, if you have little, be thankful for the little until
right.
you have more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're having to stretch right now, whether it be food or toilet tissue or just you're in your home and you're feeling like you're about to lose it because you need to get out more and you're feeling trapped, you know, be thankful that your family is there around you.
Mm-hmm.
Be thankful if you're living alone, be thankful you have quiet time to think
mm-hmm.
about life and
mm-hmm.
what do you want to do next? What are your goals? Is your life the way you want it to be?
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy with your life? Are you in peace? Are you in a relationship that is still in your peace?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need to get out of that? You know,
mm-hmm.
this is time of reflection.
Yeah.
You know, this is not a time mm-hmm. to look at it as this is a bad thing of being in. This is giving everybody a look at to there's so much more you can do. Even when you feel like you're limited, there's so much more that can come out of this. Mm-hmm. You know, people can find themselves and realize, oh, I've been in the wrong career because I've been miserable in this, and having this time off of work, I feel like some peace has come. So maybe it's time I change where I, what my career path.
Yeah.
You know, so many things God can open up in the midst of all that's going on to open your eyes to things. And for some people that are watching others lose their family members, you can take from that as, if your family members are alive, be thankful.
That's right.
Spend time with them. Talk to them. You know, take a page out of the book of people that are mourning who wish they had their time mm-hmm. back. And take that as a sign as now is the time for you to be grateful that you can talk to your family members.
Right.
And for those that have lost family members, again, you know, my heart, my prayers go out to you.
Mm-hmm.
We have lost a spiritual mother, not in this time, but some years back. We have lost people that we were close to that were great friends in the Lord, mm-hmm. Not from the coronavirus, but from times. So we know that loss sometimes can, you know, make you, you know, wonder why certain things happen when they happen. But mm-hmm. at the same time, you can think back on the memory of the words they've said.
Yeah.
My spiritual mother, things of what she said to me or come back to me so often, you know, that she poured into me about the word and about God,
mm-hmm.
and they come back to me and it just brings a smile to my face, mm-hmm. you know. And and I think about times with, you know, friends of the family that we know that have gone to be with the Lord, that, you know, things they did, the kindness of little things that they did, you know, and being thoughtful. Yeah, I remember this one woman of God that we were friends with, her name was Jackie. And she, I remember, she was so helpful to my life, you know, and not only, you know, things that she obeyed God and did for me, but also in the ways that I saw the gentleness of her spirit,
mm-hmm.
and how she wasn't one that was judgy, you mm-hmm. know, but she, well, at least not to me, but she was one of those people that were genuine and had such kindness and fruitfulness from her kindness showing forth in her life that God was truly with her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a peace knowing that she went to be with God, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I am so grateful that while I'm bringing up, you know, her, you know, and having, we, you know, she wouldn't be with the Lord. So there was a loss, you know, because, you know, we don't get a chance to see her now, but we will again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reminded of the week before she died, God gave me a dream about her. And I, you know, I saw her, you know, and with the long hair that she said that, you know, because her hair was short because she had went through chemo and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember she said that, you know, God had showed her she was going to have long hair. She was going to grow her hair out again. And she was excited about it. Her hair was going to grow back out. And although at the time that she passed, it hadn't grown out. But I saw a dream where God showed me where her hair was longer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I felt like that was God showing me, oh, she's got her hair back. She's, you know, and, you know, and although she did pass in that very same week that I dreamed of her, I'm grateful that God, you know, allowed me to see, you know, oh, she'll get that full head of hair back,
mm-hmm.
you know. So you know, but God is just like that, and if you get a relationship with him, you'll realize he is just a wonderful father.
That's right.
And he does care about what, you know, matters to us. So, you know, I'm gonna try to close it out now, you know. So in other words, be thankful.
That's
for
right.
what you have, regardless of what situation you're in. Thank God for every circumstance that he is able to work out for your good, you know, and bring you back. I'm gonna say hope, full with F-U-L-L, full, meaning full of
yeah,
hope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So points to take away from today's message is, first, you know, in the midst of uncertain times, trust God for what's next.
That's
you know,
right.
God knows your beginning and your end, and nothing happens that God doesn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put your trust in God for every situation, he will lead you as a good shepherd leads his sheep. So, you know, it matters to know who your shepherd is.
That's
and that
right.
Jesus is our shepherd. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, try him. You won't be disappointed. And two, you know, keep your eyes on the word of God. You know, the word of God is spirit and it's life. You know, the Bible is filled with faithful promises of God. And when
mm-hmm.
you are in Christ, you have a blood-bought right to the promises of God.
That's right.
And the blood of Jesus was paid for all of that on the cross on Calvary.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have a right to it if you're in Christ. And if you're not, you know, you don't know Jesus, hey, stick around for the end. I'm going to show you how you can find salvation through a simple prayer. The third point I want to make is keep your mind on the good things in life. Mm-hmm. You know, regardless of how things look and regardless of the unknown, there are things to be thankful to God for. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you're listening to this right now, and you know, you're still alive. That's and right. If you have faith in Jesus, the word of God says in Psalm 34:8, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him.
That's right.
So you have faith in Jesus, you're going to see that he's good. I mean, when it says taste and see, that means it's going to be such a goodness to you. It's like eating a good meal and it just satisfies you so you're just like, you know. And then seeing is truly believing that he is involved in your life if you have faith in Jesus.
Right.
Yeah, so you are blessed if you take refuge in him. That means you are reminded of his constant promises and his word. So have faith in Jesus and take refuge in him. You know, resting in the Lord and trusting his leading, you will not go wrong.
That's right.
And if you do not know Jesus as Lord, you know, but you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, just pray this simple prayer for salvation. Just pray, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross for my sins and God raised you from the dead. I need you in my life. Mm-hmm. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. So if you pray that simple prayer, you are born again mm-hmm. in Christ Jesus. Praise God. And, you know, let us know. We want to know. Let us know, you know, if you've committed your life to Jesus. We want to mm-hmm. hear from you so we can direct you further if you want to know, what do I do next?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, get you a Holy Bible. Get a translation you can understand, something easy like, you know, the English Standard Version or Amplified mm-hmm. New Living Translation or New King James. So get a version of the Holy Bible at your local bookstore or on Amazon.com. You know, Amazon been about sold out of them Bibles. I went up to try to get me another study Bible. They about sold out. So I said, thank the Lord. For once, I see an item that I'm looking for that is sold out. And I'm thinking, great. That means more people are looking to God more now than ever. And it just warms my heart because I know in Christ, you know, with God, all things are possible in Christ. There is life. There's new life.
That's right.
So if you have just prayed that prayer of salvation, get you a Holy Bible and then start praying. Start talking to God. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not have to be an elaborate prayer. Just say, God, Father God, you know, mm-hmm. I need
help
you.
Me.
Help me. Yeah, help. Sometimes the prayer is just help.
Mm-hmm.
Help me. And that's it, because you don't know nothing else to pray.
That's right.
God, help me. And he hears that prayer. Mm-hmm. You in Christ, you got a direct line to Father God, mm-hmm. the Almighty. And he is that provider. You know, and the next step will be, you know, get in a Bible-based church, you know, with Jesus as the center and not man.
Right.
Now, and the reason why I say that is so important, you know, and in the body of Christ, you know, we have all parts of the body, you know, and there's some, you know, maybe a part of a Baptist church. Some may be a part of a non-denomination. Some may mm-hmm. be a part of a holiness church or Pentecostal. My point is, the main thing are they talking about Jesus? Are they directing you to Jesus? Are they using the Holy Bible? And are they talking about grace, the grace of God?
Right.
And salvation through Jesus only. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not about somebody uplifting a man or a woman. It's about people uplifting Jesus. Yes, he is a man. He is also truly God. You know, but it's about it. The church has to be centered in Jesus. If
That's
it ain't
right.
centered in the Word of God and in Jesus, then you better look, keep mm-hmm. looking. Because the great thing about social media and being online now, you can go on YouTube and just stream different churches.
That's right.
You can Google different churches and you can stream, see if they have a stream page or a YouTube page. You know, you can stream and listen to a sermon before you even go into the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can listen and see what they're talking about. If they're talking about the Lord Jesus, and you hear them talking about Jesus and pointing people to Jesus, you know, and it's not about man or it's not about people condemning you or, you know, trying to condemn you, because the Holy mm-hmm. Spirit himself can tell you and lead you when you are wrong.
That's
you
right.
don't need man to keep telling you you're a sinner, you're going to hell. No. You know, you need the Holy Spirit to lead you, to let you know, well, that's not right, that's not the way. Mm-hmm. And you need the Word of God. So mm-hmm. you got to do your research when it comes to churches. Mm-hmm. So that's why you need to put God first by praying, ask God, lead me, and then, you know, you start doing your research.
And check out our episode, Christianity Misunderstood.
Yeah.
You get a wealth of information even from that episode.
That's right, because it speaks about grace, and then it speaks about the law. Mm-hmm. You know, and although we are to live righteous through the leading of God's word, Jesus is the one that made us righteous. We can't make ourselves righteous. That's why we needed a Savior. That's why we needed Jesus, because he is fully, fully holy. And, you know, to become righteous, we had to take on his righteousness by receiving what he did on the cross for our sins and our sake, which meant he forgave us of our sins. We got forgiven of our sins by his shed blood, because he took on that punishment on the cross for us. And we are now a new creation. We consider a new in the sight of God, you know, and then outside, it ain't changed other than you should see the character change.
That's right.
The character change. So, like I said, it's important what church you go to, because it's got to be focused on Jesus, the word, and the word of God. If it's not, then that's not the right place. But like I said, but you know, you need direction for God. So you put prayer out there. You ask God, help me to find the right church, God. What's the right church for me? Where do you want to use me at? Because all of us have gifts on inside of us that God has given us. Mm-hmm. So he wants us to use those gifts in a certain way. You know, so, you know, you want to know, you want to get God's leading right from the start. You know, when you receive salvation right from the start, you need God's leading. You need to start talking to God and start praying and staying in the word. And then, you know, he could let you know what part, like I said, what part of the body of Christ, you know, he wants you to be a part of. Not that we aren't all linked and joined by Jesus. If we believe in Jesus, it's just that, you know, it's certain areas where God can use you best. He wants to use you best. He can use you anywhere, but it's a certain place he specifically created you to use you at. Okay, so, but again, contact us if you have any questions about this, if you've prayed that prayer of salvation, by going over to our website, spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com, and click the contact us button, the contact us tab. And because, you know, we really want to hear you. We don't want to just throw you out there and you pray the prayer of salvation and then just you don't know what's next. Mm-hmm. We want to help you with that. We want to guide you with that. Of course, pray about talking to God first, because he guides you best, and the Holy Spirit in us. You come to, you know, contact us. We will seek God prayerfully and ask him what to tell you, how to lead you, so that, you know, wherever in your area you are, you can be pointed in the right direction. And sometimes some people have to travel maybe an hour, 30 minutes outside of their area just to be at the right church. The right church. And sometimes it's that way. You know, you may be several churches in your area, but that might not be where God wants you.
That's right.
You know, so that's why you put prayer on it first, talk to God about it, and then if you need help, like I said, keep praying, stay in the word, contact us if you just need some little bit of direction. That's what we're here for, to give you some direction, and we'll be happy to help with that. So, you know, before we go, you know, of course, you know, I want to just give a closing blessing, and then we want to pray, unless it's something else you want to add, Esty.
A spread hope challenge.
Okay.
Take this time to reflect on your life.
That's right. That's good. Yeah, absolutely.
Because this is the time where a lot of people, we're all more calm because you're home.
Yeah.
You know, so the spread hope challenge is take this time to do some reflection.
That's good. That's good. Absolutely. So here's a blessing, you know, I want to pronounce over you all. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that comes out of Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. Now let's pray and talk to God. Father God, we just thank you for this blessed time to speak to those that are the hearers of this message, God. We know that it is not by chance or mistake, God. If they listen to the entirety of it, God, even if they listen to partial part of it, God, we know there was something that we imparted in them that came from you. So we thank you right now, Lord God, that we pray a blessing over all the hearers, God, and we pray a blessing over their families, God. We pray that you would show them that perfect peace that comes from the Prince of Peace, who is our Lord and Savior Jesus. We pray, Father God, if they didn't know you, that they will pray that simple prayer of salvation that, you know, we spoke about, so that they can come into the family of God and know the goodness of the Lord Jesus. God, we thank you right now for all the hearers that are already in Christ, and we pray that they'll be strengthened all the more, have the peace and the joy that only you can give, God, and that the world cannot give or take away. And we thank you right now, Lord God, that you be that almighty God and that Abba Father that we know you to be in their lives. So we thank you, God, for once again to be able to honor you and live lift up the name of Jesus, who is Lord, and we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. Grace and peace to you all. Jesus is Lord.
If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe so that you can stay plugged in into another hope-filled discussion. For this week's show notes, go to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com/S2E13. While you're there, follow and like us on social media. Sign up for my SD's list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Check out Lady V's weekly devotional episodes. And if you like merch with positive messaging, go on over to our online store. Join us next time on She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.